Arising from the review of the Relationships and Sexuality Education programme in primary and post-primary schools, the need to update the curriculum was identified a number of years ago as a key priority for government. The updating work began when the junior cycle phase of this type of sex education. This updated course, when completed and delivered, will provide 100 hours of learning in relationships and sex education, an increase from 70 hours of the previous course over the 3 years of the junior cycle. It'll be supported by resources and guidelines, which will provide further insight for teachers on how to use the updated specification when planning for teaching and learning. There's been a number of reports on this. There has been a public consultation process which ran from July to October of last year. Feedback from the consultation was contributed to and summarised in the report on the consultation of the draft senior cycle curriculum. The situation at the moment is with Minister Norma Foley, but a war of words has already erupted in relation to elements of what is likely or thought to be in the curriculum, and it's already causing division and concerns about ethos and different sides taking issue with what might or might not be in. And it's going to be a very tricky course to plot for the Minister for Education, our own TD here, of course, Norma Foley. With me on the line to talk about this and update us on where things stand at the moment is Education Editor with the Irish Times, Carol O'Brien. Carol, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Carol, this week the Minister had to move to reassure parents on one particular issue surrounding the delivery of this. And we're waiting for the full publication of what's likely to be in it. But Minister Norma Foley had to move to reassure parents that they would have the control and the power to opt their pupil or their children out of this type of education. Is that right? And is that a sign of just how fractious this might become when it is finally published and delivered?
You're right. It is very fractious. It is very polarised. There is a lot of division already, and we haven't even seen what is going to be rolled out in classrooms. You know, what we do know for background is, as you said, there was a review a few years ago, and it concluded really that religious education in schools wasn't fit for purpose. Students little and too biological. You know, wasn't really emphasizing on those issues that really affect younger people, like relationships, like that issue of consent, the effects of pornography, sexual expectations, LGBT matters, and gender identity. And I think gender identity, particularly, as we know, has become a really polarized issue in more recent times. So what we do have is we have a kind of an overview of what the course is likely to be. And as you said there, you know, gender identity is one very small aspect of it. It kind of covers everything really from, you know, the broad curriculum, as we know from the outline, is we'll cover things like self-esteem, you know, communication skills, making healthy choices, relationships and sexuality, emotional well-being. So in terms of gender identity, it really only has maybe one, perhaps two references in that overall document, which sets out the kind of the overview of the course. And that's a kind of a 20-page document. It's very high level. We don't really know the detail of it. But when they consulted with groups around this, what they found was very sharp division, particularly among many parents' groups. And they're taking issue again with gender identity, and they would see it as, you know, the promotion of transgender ideology to young students. And also you had many Catholic groups as well insisting that schools must really be allowed to teach this syllabus only in accordance with their own ethos. So that's where the opposition was coming from. But within that, the issue of whether people could opt their children out of these classes was in doubt, if you like, according to some of the submissions. And one of those particularly was from the Irish Human Rights Commission, and they made the point that the issue of an opting out wasn't quite clear necessarily, because children have rights, you know, under I think the maybe children's rights and international human rights standards on the right to have access to objective and impartial information around sex and relationships. So Norma Foley this week has clarified this. She has said that parents will indeed have the right to withdraw their children from the class if they don't agree with the content of it. And she was very keen to emphasise that, you know, the rollout of this programme, which again we haven't seen yet, will be based on partnership with all education stakeholders, and there will be parental consent around this, and there will have to be discussions within schools But absolutely, you know, the fault lines are already very clear, and you can really see that this is going to get more controversial, I think, as the details emerge on the exact content of what's likely to be rolled out. It'll roll out first to junior cycle students, and that will begin from next September. And then in 2024, it'll be senior cycle. And then in 2025, maybe most controversially, it will be at primary level.
Yeah.
So that is the timescale we're talking about.
Yeah, and that's the issue of it. Is there a major issue? You mentioned the parents then and their need for reassurance. Some parents who would feel, look, if I don't like it, I want to opt my child out from that's one element. How much of a problem, not just the transgender side of it, Carla, I know we're speaking without seeing the report now, but how much problem is properly anticipated with other elements of it, perhaps, maybe including the transgender information issue, for Catholic schools, and schools might say, hold on, this isn't within our ethos, so we're not teaching it.
Yeah, so that is the real concern of particularly Catholic schools, and that emerged in newly disclosed submissions from third parties, if you like, to this consultation process. So we can see certainly that many of the Catholic schools or their representative bodies are worried that, you know, their ethos might be compromised by having to roll out a program that maybe conflicts in some respects with it. And now, under the Education Act, you know, the school ethos is core to schools, and they do have actually the ability to skirt over some issues, or basically to teach in accordance with the values of their own ethos. So certainly under the legislation, schools will have this. Unless that legislation has changed, schools in theory should be able to adjust what they teach according to their own ethos. But certainly some of when you hear a lot of the commentary from government ministers and policymakers, they would argue that, listen, the issue of opting out shouldn't really arise, because these are, you know, broad issues which young people do need to know about. They're vital to navigating your way in the adult world, particularly. So that is a real point of division there. But certainly the legislation should protect schools as they would see it, if any element of what they are teaching is at variance with their own ethos. But this has become an issue of even before now. This has been an issue because, you know, there's you regularly hear of controversies where schools might, particularly Catholic schools, for example, might not be in favour of teaching issues relating to LGBT matters, for example.
Yeah.
And so, like, there has been a move between some of the more their left-leaning political parties to put in legislation that schools should be obliged to provide objective, fact-based relationships and sexuality education to all children, and a child's access to this information shouldn't depend on the type of school that they attend. So that in itself is an area of controversy, and the government kind of broadly agrees with that approach. But there is this issue around ethos, and it has yet to be fully clarified, but certainly as of now, schools will still have that ability to adjust what they teach according to their
ethos. This will certainly test the parameters of that, that's for sure. And how testing, Carol, is this going to be for the Minister for Education? This is right now slap bang right in the middle of the hottest of hot button issues in the culture war. We see it play across several different countries, notably in Scotland recently as well. A lot of controversy about legislation up there. So this is going to be a tricky course for Minister Norman Foley to plot to get this through and get it established in schools.
I think it will be. You know, I think that when we had legislation around gender identity passed around 2015, there wasn't really much public commentary or public engagement with the issues. I think that the landscape has shifted radically, as you know now, particularly as we're seeing in Scotland and the UK more generally. So I think the real issue of controversy coming down the tracks is this issue of how self-identity, when it comes to gender, will be provided for 16 to 17 year olds. So at the moment, that is quite, as some would see it, an onerous process. I think it involves, you know, getting medical certificates and potentially going to court to do that. The government plan, as stated, is to make this, quote, less onerous, unquote. So the manner in which that will be facilitated is really going to be, I think, particularly controversial, because on the one hand, you know, you do see many parents groups saying that, listen, this is gender ideology, it's not based in fact, we don't want our children to be taught this, we don't want these issues then to be rolled out within schools in the context of such education curriculum. But on the other hand, then you do have advocacy groups for trans children and LGBT groups arguing that, you know, this is fundamental to human identity and human rights, and young people do have an opportunity to learn about these issues. So you're right, I think this will be a tricky one for Norma Foley. I think, as Norma Foley might see it, this is primarily maybe an issue with other government departments, as often happens with controversial issues, because this legislation among the 16 to 7-year-olds is coming from the Department of Social Protection and the Department of Children. So that's where that legislation is coming from. I think Norma Foley would see her role as really rolling out programs that are in compliance with that, and it's not her area. But there is no doubt, I am sure she will get dragged into this controversy absolutely as well.
She certainly will. Finally, where does it go from here? Is the final report, is it with the minister, and how long? Obviously, it's going to be in place for September, so when will we see the final finished product, I suppose?
Yeah, I understand it's certainly, if not completed, very close to completion. You'd expect it then to go to the minister very shortly after that. And you're right, it would need really to be published in advance of the new school year. So I think when that begins, I think that's when we'll see the controversy, you know, ramping up a few notches.
Okay, Cara, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme and going through that for us on the programme this morning.